Well, President Bakayev is nowhere to be found. There are reports that he's out of the country. There are reports that he's in the country. There's a new government in place, supposedly. This government was put together very quickly. This coup seemed to develop very quickly. And it's very interesting. This is something I've been looking at. It's very interesting how quickly it developed from what everybody thought were just protesters assembling to bring some attention to the fact that they couldn't buy things, couldn't pay their bills because the government had just jacked up the prices of things they needed, like food and
electricity
yeah. and all those kinds of things. And most folks thought this was just a demonstration to show discontent. And it very quickly descended into what appeared to be a well-organized coup. I heard some reports early on as it developed yesterday that there was some police involvement in the coup. And then as the day went on, it was very clear there was more than police involvement in the coup. So at this point, there's a new government. The old government resigned and left. Chaos, and to some degree, there's a little bit of chaos there still, but it certainly raises a lot of questions for the United States, certainly because of its interest in that region.
Yeah, talk to us about, there's a military base in Kurdistan and how that's going to affect our strategy in the Middle East.
Yeah, that military base is Manas Air Base in the northern part of the country, which is a key transit point for U.S. troops and supplies for the Afghanistan war effort. And it's also a key place where the United States can keep an eye on what's going on in the region. And the interesting part about this development is that base itself, in the minds of some, is what generated the coup in the beginning. The protesters, yeah, were out there because they just couldn't see how to live on a daily basis based on what was happening. But the people who actually, as I understand it, were running the coup were upset because President Bakayev, who under Soviet pressure had some time ago told the U.S., you're going to have to close this base and get out. But then he reversed course, allowing the U.S. supposedly to stay there. I think there was an agreement, at least in the works, if it hadn't already been formalized, to allow the U.S. to stay. And this angered a lot of people, and this brought us to the point where we saw some hands or some fingerprints on this thing that didn't appear totally obvious from the very beginning.
We're speaking with National Security Correspondent J.J. Green, and to pick up on that point, so it sounds like the demonstrations had some help.
Yeah,
tell
they
us
totally
what was behind all this.
Totally did, according to some of the folks I spoke to. I spoke with a guy yesterday who was the one of the top KGB and Russian intelligence officials. Basically, he headed the spy networks for the KGB and the Russians before he defected to the U.S. And he said, "There's no mistake about it. The Russian fingerprints are all over this, even though it wasn't something that was obvious." And what he meant by that was the Russians weren't happy about Bakayev's capitulation to the United States to allow the U.S. to keep that base there. And many of the people that were involved in this coup agreed with him. And so essentially what they did was, he says, the Russians set the stage for this coup to begin, jacking up the price of oil, food, those kinds of things, things that Kyrgyzstan is dependent upon Russia for, because they knew it would foment discontent. And so in his mind, the Cold War has never ended. The Russians just have a new strategy for fighting it.
We're talking this morning to National Security Correspondent J.J. Green about the uprising in Kyrgyzstan. So do we know what the status of that air base is? Is it up and operating?
Yeah.
Are there any other changes or plans that we know of?
No, and I don't think there are going to be any in the near term at the very least, because, in fact, one of the pieces of information that came across my desk yesterday was that President Bakayev, in fact, used that air base to
escape.
But, you know, let's face it. The army or forces in Kyrgyzstan have no real way to change the status of operation of that base. They certainly don't have the capability to shut it down. And considering that the government there is in chaos at this point, considering what happened yesterday, there's no real way that that base, the status of that base is going to change, especially considering the fact that the U.S. is committed to having that base for its operations in Afghanistan.
So is there any options for the United States? Is there anything that our government has to do, or are we pretty much just watching the situation and monitoring it?
Well, I don't know that our government doesn't disagree with what happened yesterday, because Bakayev was, according to all sources, was just a very corrupt guy. He had essentially co-opted the entire country and the funds and the bank accounts for the country for his own personal use, and reportedly had installed friends and family members in key positions, and basically accused of cronyism and nepotism, and had cracked down on the press. He'd become a dictator. So, you know, I don't know that the United States would want to have him in power anyway. Being pragmatic about it, having some of the people that may be in power now working with the U.S. might be a better option anyway. In fact, one of the people who I think is one of the spokespeople for the country at this point, who most likely will end up in one of the leadership positions, was actually one of the people that helped Bakayev get into power in the Tulip Revolution of 05 and 06. So she's very familiar with the United States. The U.S. is familiar with her because they essentially changed that regime before to better westernize themselves, I suppose, and work better with the western part of the world. So I don't think the U.S. is going to have a whole lot of problem with these people, but we'll have to see.
Wow. No elections there, huh?
Yeah, I guess the coup said
they might have
an election in 6 months.
They did say in 6 months they're going to revisit that, though.
We'll see.
We'll see. Well, JJ, thanks very much for that update.
You're welcome.